Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen. Welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. The scriptures that we're going to jump in today, they give us this journey in the Christian walk that I think are some of the more difficult verses for us to follow. But not because they're difficult to do, not because they're hard to understand. They're just completely counterintuitive to the way our human brain works. But it doesn't make them less true, and it gives us an opportunity to realize the big picture in life, that Jesus has started a good work in us. So in the book of James chapter 1, beginning in verse 2, the scripture says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters." Now, if you just stop right there, we understand you should consider it joy, and then everything after that, this is when joy goes to work in our life. But between where we get over to facing trials, we have my brothers and sisters. It's the picture that we need a faith family, one that we sit at the big table because we have been adopted, we have been brought into and grafted into the family of God through faith in Christ. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, my faith family, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Now, when you get to the facing trials of many kinds, it has the assumption, and rightly so, and I think we'd all support this, that we have trials in this life. We have difficult times in this life. But whenever you face trials of many kinds, consider it pure joy. And do that in and with your faith family. Because, verse 3 says, you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And then let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. You see, there's the truth. When we see the big picture in life, we recognize Jesus has indeed started a good work in us. Not an easy work, but a work that will make us mature and complete, not lacking anything. This is an unbelievable reward that we have when we allow Jesus to work on us, in us, and through us. And all we need to start is faith. So when we have faith that Jesus is in control, it allows us to have joy in the middle of the trials. When we know that our Savior's in control, it gives our faith this solid foundation, this base, and something that we can always count on. We can run to it. And this is one of those times where when you're having a difficult time, perseverance is not stubbornness. It's not stick-to-itiveness. This is one of those things where we literally are transferring the weight on our shoulders over onto the shoulders of our faith family, whose head is Christ Jesus. And he promises that he'll take that on. As a matter of fact, remember what the scripture said? It will produce perseverance, but let perseverance finish its work so that you're not lacking anything. Jesus is the start and the finish, and he can take on all of that weight when we share with him and give to him the ability to have faith that leads to perseverance. It's the commitment to see things through with joy, and joy being the key thought there. You see, without joy, perseverance might be stubbornness. But I want to encourage you this week to see every trial as an opportunity for your faith to lead to perseverance that will make you a healthier, happier, wholesome Christian, a follower of Jesus that indeed is living in joy. I don't know about you, but man, I need a little more joy in my life. And when I choose to protect my own soul by allowing Christ to be the one that perseveres in me, and because of him, I'm persevering, allowing that to happen in such a way that it finishes its work. What work? The work that Jesus is doing in our life to bring us to maturity and completeness, not lacking anything. My friend, go in peace today, and make sure you share these using the link below if you're on the Sugar Hill Church app or online. And whatever you do, don't miss Sunday. We have week three, as we talk about kindness and how we actually can do that in our family this coming Sunday. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye now.